Nalina's husband, the prince, said, not only are you so silly in what you're doing, but you also had this girl seduced. And I was so horrified when he said that, because they all thought that when Baba seduced me. So when I saw Baba, I said, Baba, you know what they're saying, that you seduced me. So Baba laughed. He said, to seduce someone physically, that's nothing. But to seduce someone spiritually, that's something. Love.
This is love itself.
Love itself.
When did that dawn upon you that in fact he was God in human form, and he was the avatar?
I don't know. I don't know. I can't tell the truth. I don't know. I don't know.
That he was this?
When Baba said to me one day, seated at Portofino, and he looked at me, and I was seated having a son, being very jovial, very happy. He said to me, Anita, do you know, I'm both man and God. So I looked at him, startled. I said, Baba, I don't understand you as a man. How can I understand you as God?
Mm-hmm.
I said, but you know, Baba, don't say these things to me. I love you anyway, and it doesn't matter. You know, we can make so many mistakes. I said, it doesn't matter at all. Don't say things like this to me. Baba called the mandalin and said, you know, Anita, she doesn't care whether I'm God, man, anything. And if I made a mistake, it doesn't bother her in the least.
That's wonderful.
That's exactly how I feel. I really don't care.
That's how you feel now, Christine. Not only then, but now.
Now is the same. If you know, I don't care. I don't care.
Right.
Except he's making me understand more and more and more. And maybe one day, in that understanding, how can I with my little bit, my tiny little brain of nothing, can conceive of anything so extraordinary?
Mm-hmm.
But I can conceive of what is love through Baba.
Because you experienced that.
I experienced love. The understanding that he'd given me. If that's God, then that's God.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? If that's what God means, then that's God.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot be, but I can only be true to myself.
Well, you were brought up a Catholic, so you loved Jesus, and you thought of him as the Messiah, the Son of God. How did you relate Baba to that?
There was no relationship. No relationship. None. After all, when you're very young and a child, these are just habits. You have these habits, that's all, but has no living quality to it.
Right.
Whereas
the quality, the relationship you had with Baba was living.
It was a living quality. When he speaks of the inner journey, it means something to me. It's a living thought. It's a tremendous, interesting thing. When you speak of intuition, or when you speak of this, you speak of that, to awaken your intuition, those are real things that are happening to you.
The other thing is historical.
That's it.
That's the difference.
That's the difference. It's something that... That's it.
That's the difference.
That's the difference. It's something that your brain knows.
Right.
But your heart is not awakened to it. So you see, I'm just a tiny little seed. Very, very small. Very, very small. And it's meaningless. So we have to be very humble.
Yeah.
We have to be very, very humble.
It seems this sense of who Baba was, it's just not unique to you, but to many of the early ones, that they didn't think of him in terms of the Messiah, they thought of him as love itself.
Yes, love itself.
Did Narina have the same? How did Narina relate to Baba?
Narina loved Baba as she had mystical language, great big mystical language. So with time, you see, now I have many letters of hers, which I'll give off later on to all of you. But I don't think the time is ripe. I want all that when I'm passed away to be used and put her with time, because they may have, they may make of her a being that's lost her mind. But that's not at all true. It's because something was awakened in her that was in a mystical way. So it has to be used in a mystical way, you see. She was a mystic.
I understand that she would sometimes give talks.
Yes.
Speaking from the first person.
Sometimes, yes.
And Baba said, and then those people who were questioned about it, they sent a telegram to Baba. He sent a telegram back and said, yes, it's true, I speak through Narina.
I couldn't tell you, I don't know.
Did you ever hear her speak in this manner?
Well, she always used to speak, and she used to write to me. I have letters like this.
But she would say, for example, I am the Christ. I have come to bring the light. I am the light.
Yes. Well,
he was speaking in the first person.
The first person. I never heard her. But in her letters, the great superior being she'd use, the only being, the unconscious state, the conscious state. You see, that has to be revised and put into a language that can be understood. But that, most people would say she was disturbed mentally.
Well, I think the one that edited that one book that was published to her,
yes,
was called Fragments.
I don't know. I don't remember.
Right.
But that Adi would know. Adi would know, because Adi was very much, he knew about Rumi, he knew about Hafiz, about the poets. He had a mystical language if he understood Adi. Because I said Adi had a big culture,
right,
in these things, whereas somebody else didn't have a culture. They would put it in a very drab way.
But she would speak from, if there's one thing for us to feel, say, Baba's love, and express it in our hearts, we could feel this communication. Yet to be able to take that communion one feels personally and to share it with others, this was something she had very unique.
You see, I wasn't with her afterwards.
I see.
Because we were separated.
I see.
Then she was very upset when Baba married me.
I see.
She was very upset because I was like her, I don't know, yes.
Her child?
Deep connection with her.
Right.
So that I didn't know her anymore.
I see.
I begged Baba before she passed away to let me go to America to see her.
Myrtle Beach, right?
Yes, and I did. Before she passed away to let me go to America to see her.
Myrtle Beach, right?
Yes, and I did. But why Baba separated us, I couldn't tell you. I had to go in another road. Do you realize that I left America for 3 months and never went back? Kitty was taken from England, India put in Myrtle Beach. Margaret lived in it, English put. We were all put, the only one that stayed in England was Delia.
Right.
And Elizabeth afterwards.
Right,
stayed
in America.
Yes.
Hmm. It seems that this Narina's mystical qualities was unique to her, because I haven't heard of anyone else
unique
in this way.
But don't forget how difficult it was for her, what she had to give up.
Right.
She had to go down.
Right.
She realized to come from this world of luxury, right, of society, of physical beauty,
right,
what it was to go down, to be.
Right.
The love, and the love she had for Baba to be able to do that. You realize it.
Right.
Realize it.
It's actually hard to, because actually this is a step up for me. Many of us who say this,
yes,
is actually an improvement culturally for us.
Yes.
To be in contact with Baba and his lovers, as compared to a step down.
Mm.
Did you follow what I'm saying?
No, I don't understand.
In the sense of our background with some of us was such that to become in contact with his lovers and with Baba is actually a step up culturally for us.
Ah, I see. I see.
Rather than a step down?
Yes, I see, step down. Yes, of course.
You see?
Of course, of course, of course. Now, for instance, Narina would have liked to play Bach to Baba. Do you,
right,
understand?
Right.
She had to hear Cucaracci, I don't know what.
Right.
Things like that. She couldn't understand. It was such a... But the love was so tremendous that she was able to go down. Do I make it clear?
Yes, I understand what you're saying.
But you understand, don't you?
Right,
how important that is.
Right.
The difficulty, and to give up the social world where she could have been.
Right. Well, she was.
She was. Mm. With her husband, who was a handsome man.
Right. I understand that the aunt, he turned to Baba, do you know?
That I don't know. That he probably... I couldn't tell you. I don't want to speak about it because I really don't know.
Right.
I really don't know. I couldn't tell you. Well, I would be happy to say if it was true that yes, because for her it meant a lot.
Right.
Meant a lot.
It seems of all the Easterners always seem to have this very respectful attitude towards Baba as their spiritual
yes.
master.
Mm, yes.
And with the Westerners, he was more like a friend, a personal friend.
Well, there was an intimacy.
Intimacy there.
Because we, I don't know.
We didn't come from a background of the
natural.
Master, right?
Mm. We weren't. I never heard what a master any of these things are.
And it seems of all the Westerners, my understanding or my feeling is that you had, among all the Westerners, this most
yes.
personal, relaxed attitude.
Yes, 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 that's true.
Which made you really appreciate it.
Yes, which was true. I knew. I felt at ease with Baba. I mean, if he did, I would have shuck with. He would have frightened me if he'd upset me. You know what I mean? Because I was so sensitive to him.
I see. He never got angry. He never got angry.
No, I never got
angry.
You
never felt his wrath.
No.
Divine wrath.
No. I think I would have dropped dead probably.
Crumbled
because it would have been too strong. Maybe I was weak. Maybe I don't know.
Maybe it wasn't necessary.
No, it wasn't necessary. I don't know. I don't know.
With you, he could just deal directly with love.
Yes, directly with love. Like one day, when he was alone, he called me in. He just came out. He had been resting after when he had his accident. This was in Switzerland. And he was so tired. Baba looked. And I sat there, and he gave me his tea. And then, as I was alone with him, I said, Baba, here I am, who love you so much. And they all talk so beautifully about you. They do such wonderful things. I do nothing.
Mm.
Papa said, what are you worrying about? Consciously or unconsciously, my work goes on forever.
Mm.
Consciously or unconsciously. I thought afterwards, well, I don't want to give myself pride or something. Well, I said, if he is what he is, he can use me. He can use me unconsciously. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
I won't lie. I won't say things that I don't believe or that's not truthful.
Right.
You see? I can only say what I've experienced.
Mm-hmm.
That's that. Hmm?
You told the story of a sense of humor, the way you would laugh and
oh, yes.
with them. This was wonderful. I haven't seen this in anyone else, really.
Really? Oh, I used to make, I used to put Bob in her head. And for instance, I would run sometimes to be, and he'd hide behind the door.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd say, where's Baba? And then Bob would come out. You know? It was so playful.
Right.
So playful.
It's playful quality.
Playful quality. Hmm?
Mm. Can you tell me some more stories of his playfulness and your relationship with that playfulness?
I don't know if they can be told.
Try.
I don't know.
Like the one time you said the Lord's Prayer to him?
Oh, yes. I don't know what Baba did, and I was bitter. I don't know what. And I decided... he was there like this, standing up. And so I did the sign of the cross. He said, Baba stopped and looked at me. And I said, Our Father, what in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, we give those who trespass against us. Amen.
And you bow down in front of him.
I did like this.
Right.
And Baba, to tease him, as
you
a tease.
Folded your hands.
A tease like this. And Baba said, Oh, I said, Baba, I was so amazed at
he
Baba.
He pointed to himself.
It was that it was he.
Right.
So I laughed. I said, Baba. You know, I thought it was so funny. And that thing has remained so strongly in me, that vision. I cannot say any other prayer but that prayer.
Mm-hmm. The Lord's Prayer.
The Lord's Prayer, and seeing Baba and his face the way he looked at me and the way it was.
Mm-hmm. That memory is still ingrained.
Ah, yes, yes, yes. I never could do it. I can't remember any of the prayers.
Mm-hmm.
Because that has remained. It's so strong in me, this vision.
Of the prayer.
The Lord's Prayer.
That you gave to the Lord himself.
I hadn't thought of the Lord himself.
Right.
I hadn't thought of that.
Right.
I did it as a playful thing, as playfulness.
Right.
Just to play.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And that's how it was.
That's how it is.
That's how it is.
It's not in the past.
No, that's how it is. That's how it is.
Yes.
But the most beautiful thing that I carried away with me in the East-West gathering was when Baba was praying.
Mm-hmm.
That was absolutely incredible. I see him like that. Because the way, you know, and when we pray, you know, our arms in the Catholic, you have your, like this.
Right.
And Baba is like that.
Right.
Have you noticed it?
Yes.
And that expression, that amazing expression, that's the thing I carried with me back.
Mm.
When Baba prays.
Mm.
One of the most beautiful expressions of I've ever seen of someone praying. I don't like to use very sophisticated words or very, I just, that prayer was really something that unforgettable.
Mm.
See?
What was the occasion of the prayer? Do you remember what he was?
It was at the end of the East-West gathering when they were singing and they were the last, I don't know if it was the last day, or there was all the singing, the aarti. They were doing the singing, the aarti.
Mm-hmm.
And that Baba was praying.
After the aarti, you mean while somebody was playing the aarti, Baba was praying?
Yes, Baba was praying.
His eyes were closed?
Yes, eyes were closed. Eyes were closed and...
Hands folded, his arms
yes,
elbows up.
Deep concentration. You have a photograph of something.
Yes.
Which is very beautiful, that. I haven't been able to find it. But that to me was extremely... And then everything goes empty in me when it's like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing in me but this communication.
Just communion.
Yes. Communication. See?
As a Catholic, you've been raised in the tradition of communion.
Communion, yes.
And so...
That remains to me. I don't know what to call it, but it remains in me as a great, it's an everlasting, how can I say it? It's imprinted in me, it's implanted in me.
Right.
You see?
The stamp of that communion.
Yes, I see it. If I close my eyes, I can, or if I, even if I open them, I can visualize it.
Uh-huh.
A Baba like that.
Right, with his hands folded.
And that expression on his face.
He was expression. How would you describe that expression?
Expression of such prayer, of such stillness.
He was the example of prayer.
A stillness of prayer, stillness.
Right. He was an example.
And
of prayer.
I always saw beauty in Baba. You see, great beauty. Not a physical beauty, because you can always say, "Well, the nose is broken," things like that.
Right. That inner beauty that radiated.
That beauty. That beauty. Mm-hmm.
Mm. And that beauty, you see, comes from him through you. As you talk about the beauty.
Really?
Yeah. Well, as you talk about that beauty.
Well, that's the greatest happiness it can give me. I don't like to say useless words or words that are... I like to be very truthful.
Right.
Like Shakespeare would say, "And this above all, to your own self be true, it will follow like night the day, then you can't be false to any man." What's that?
Because of your experience, your communion with him, it comes through.
Yes. I'd like it to be very sincere without...
Pretentious.
No pretentiousness, I'm this or I'm that. I'm nothing. You see?
Because you realize he's everything.
Well, I don't know. Don't let's put answers to my not knowing.
Answers to my not knowing.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's very good, no?
Yeah. I like that.
Mm-hmm. There you are. I think you've had enough now.
Okay, you must be tired.
No, I'm not tired. I just feel as if we're chewing the rag, as they say, after a while. Hmm?
Okay. Hmm?
Now, what are you going to do with it?
Well, would you like a copy of it?
Well, will you... I think things like this have to be put in order.
Right. Now, today's date, this is...
You can send it to me. You can send it to me, you know.
This is November 23rd, 1984.
You can send it to me, Jack. I'm not... I'm not... No. But, if you think it's worthwhile...
I think it's worthwhile.
If you think it's worthwhile,
right.
Don't do anything. Just throw it into the garbage pail.
No. It's a saver, because we said everything very carefully.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You'll see.
There's a group in Los Angeles called Mayor LaHare, run by Chris Pearson and Steve Barry, and Chris Pearson's wife, Christy. And they're the ones that distribute the tapes of Adi. Have you familiar with those tapes?
Wow.
This cassette tape is called Three Incredible Days with Adi Kiarani.
I think I have it.
Right. They also distribute the tape of Padre Erich and Bob Kalsheri. And the thing is that this will go into their archives.
They made a lot of tape recording when I was there.
Right.
But I like that to be edited. I don't like
right,
it.
Right, right.
Because you know, what you speak and what you say has to have a form.
Right, and be in proper perspective.
Yes, yes, that has to be done that way. I mean, as an artist, you know what I mean? I think there is such a thing as composition, form,
right.
Like that. You just can't to give it the structure.
This afternoon's helped me to make Bala more tangible, more real.
Really?
Yes.
How lovely. Here. Well, I'm pleased. That's the best thing, the nicest thing you could say to me. So you
really?
See... So you see, Jack, all the kindness I was in the past, I wanted to make up to show that
so
wasn't it wasn't at all.
So
I didn't mean
so
it.
Sweet.
I didn't mean it in any way unkindly. But you know, I felt you had to be shaken at this.
Right.
Something.
Well, it's Baba's way. It's actually helped me. You
shaken.
Know? I mean, his path for me. I felt his love more by the outward shaking. You see, what is happening is that. He's destroyed everything externally that I can rely upon, leaving only him.
That's lovely. That's lovely. And I always think one has to be a man. Adi was a man.
Right.
Besides, you know what I mean? He was a man. He could go anywhere as a man.
Right.
If you're a woman, you have to be a woman. It can't be something either here nor there.
Right.
Just like... That's what I thought was so wonderful about Baba. Wonderful.
And he manifested that in Adi.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. 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 In Adi. He could bend him and twist him, and yet the steel was there.
Right.
The steel was there.
Was there.
And that's what we must have.
Right.
Otherwise it becomes like...
It was a quality of Baba's, the steel that Adi...
Yes.
Not inflexible steel, but moldable steel.
Yes, that moldable steel. That's a necessity. Necessity. Well, Jack, now you can take this thing away.
Well, it was finished. Oh, New Year. It's coming, you know. Ring the bells. And when I was little, I'm sure it happens with you all too. It's so thrilling at 12 o'clock in the night when all the train whistles are going and all the church bells are ringing and all the cars and motorhomes all are blowing their horns. You have that, isn't it? And then the firecrackers. And if it's in Bombay, all the ships. It's so thrilling. Because it's new, it's like one's wedding day, you know? And then afterwards, of course...
Birds, that the birds of worry and care fly over your head, that you can't change. But that they make nest in your hair, that you can correct.
could you tell us something about Mira? Some of us already know.
Can you tell us something about Mira?
Well, some of us, all we know is that she is the beloved's beloved, and she's the only Mandali we don't embrace, and so forth. But we feel there's something very special about her, that she represents, you know, something and so on.
Yeah. Well, yes, I have said before, and of course it'll take longer than once I start. But, you see, he's asking me to say something about Mehera, who has such a special role in this advent of God as man. And each time when God appears as man, puts on the mantle of imperfection of man to be among us, the stage has to be set. There are roles, there's a particular role, like you, a producer and a director, someone who puts up a play, has. The story is his, but then he has, this one will play this part, this one has this part, this one has this role. And so this role that is very special, as his beloved, has been given to Mehera. Mehera has earned that role, and so Mehera is the one that Baba calls his beloved. Now, it's very difficult sometimes to say things when we don't know how it is interpreted or misinterpreted. So we never thought about things like that. But now, seeing his children, knowing more of the world, knowing what the young ones go through, or how minds work, and knowing about more of life in the world, now, I realize that one should put it in the way that it's clarified in their mind. Now, one should not mix up divine love with physical love. When Baba says she's his beloved, it does not mean what an ordinary person would say, that so-and-so is my beloved. The divine love is something that we not only don't have in our dictionary of life, but it's something that one doesn't experience. But there again, that also what Baba has come to give us by his very being as an example of what real love, divine love means, which does not depend upon the physical or the touch. But she had the special role. Therefore, you ask me, well, then how was she different? Even as her privileges, she had all the privileges of being the one who would look after Baba first. She would be privileged to say, bring the sadra, change Baba's sadra when he was after adarshan time, when he'd come and been with us again. She would put the food before him first. She would be the one Baba would want to please. And by that alone, Baba has shown us how we should want to please the one we call our beloved. Baba has taken the role of a lover, as it were, as a Baba lover, and so that we could see, I have learned, at least personally, a lot, and say, the way Baba would go to any length to please Mehera, especially in the latter years, as the role now was, you know, the acts were changing, the scenery was changing, and I realized that this is Baba showing us, this is how we should be towards the beloved. This is what we should do to want to please him. Sometimes, as I said, I would be exasperated sometimes that, how could Baba say that? So I told once, I said to Baba, I said, well, Baba, I suppose if Mehera says the world is square, you'll agree to please her. And Baba looked very seriously at me and said, yes, I would. And that to me meant a really revelation that that is how we should be with Baba, how we should accept totally. Another thing is that Mehera is the purity, has the purity, and with Baba, how we should accept totally. Another thing is that Mehera is the purity, has the purity and of heart, which is when Baba says, when you are as a child, he means when your heart is as a child. Mehera is, clever, and intelligent, and just like any one of us. But that purity of childlikeness, that Baba has implanted and preserved and developed, that really at heart, that we would always say married as a child, heart of a child. And therefore, when the way Baba would please her, the way Baba told, because that is how Baba kept her. So when I think of Mara, I think of purity, not only in every in the sense you all might think, because that applies to all of us. That applies certainly to me too, as a nun, being Baba's. But another kind of a purity that's in of a simplicity of its kind. Another thing is, in these roles, as I always say, the ones who are around Baba, the ones whom he has, the way Baba had turned, because that is how Baba kept her. So when I think of men, of purity, not only in every in the sense you all might think, because that applies to all of us, that applies certainly to me too, as a nun, being Baba's, but another kind of a purity that's in of a simplicity of its kind. Another thing is, in these roles, as I always say, the ones who are around Baba, the ones whom he had kept as the innermost, the circle around him, and his proximity, and life with him, the ones that Baba has kept around him. Oh dear. What is this?
The ones that Baba kept around him?
The simplicity of the simplicity of Baba.
Yeah. So, we are like an architect's model. When an architect desires to put up a construction, a building, something, he first makes a little model. And that model is not just limited to the model itself. It is what will be applied to the dimension that it is meant for. So whatever Baba worked, in whatever way Baba worked with that small select circle, the chosen few, it is meant to be universal in time to come. This will be reflected like on a screen when a projection is done from a little film, that will be universal. So it is not just limited to us. Universal. So it is not just limited to us. It is true, our role is that, but it is for all how it will. So in a way also, Baba has not said it in so many words. He has not said you were this and this and that. It is not Baba's way. But we have learned from living with him. And I have a very strong assurance in my heart that we all represent something. We represent the mind or the heart or the this or the that. And that Mara represents his creation, world. Now, if the world, if Mara represents the world, naturally, that's Baba's beloved. What would be beloved to a creator than what he has created? So in that sense, and therefore, while he's preserving the world, and it should be as he wants it to be, it is a very important to preserve Mara. You understand? So her happen, Baba would say, if she's pleased, I'm pleased. If sometimes Mara would say, oh, Baba, this cheese, you like this cheese? Somebody sent cheese. Baba would say, you have it. It is as good as my having it. So if you're pleased, I'm pleased. He was reflecting that not only that role in it, but he was as much as saying that, you know, she should be taken care of. By taking care of her, he's taking care of the world. And that has been very, very strong, very strong. And not only that, there was not Mara. So sometimes when I would be exasperated, because it has not been easy always. I mean, Baba has told me that I have a very long connection with Mara, very deep and long. So sometimes when a thing has been a little difficult, and Baba would say, don't feel about it. You know, you have a long connection. And then once he said, when no matter how much one would try, and it has never seemed enough. And Baba has said, do it. So, and then Baba, in 68, seated here, he called Gohar and me, because Gohar and I have been most involved in this role of being with Mara and seeing to her thing. And Baba said, you know, it is Always like that. Always. And that's the way he made it. And he, for the first time, he spoke of his past advents through very clear gestures. He said it was the same. The companion of when I was Ram, when I was Krishna, when I was Jesus, and when I was Muhammad. I think he did the whole. Anyway, each one, it is always the same. So you see, it is so small in us that we catch on to the reflection or to the puppet. Say, you did that, she said that. But if we all the time only acknowledge and know that behind it, unseen, which is the hand that manipulates the strings according for his work. When you have given yourself to him, when you have been so fortunate to have been chosen by him to be in his ring, then we have to always give it to him and know that whatever he does for his work, he makes us do for the work. That we have to be flexible. We have to go along with what he wants. Not always swimming upstream, always struggling against what he would like. And instead of accepting, I don't mean knowing what to do, but when a thing has happened and we chafe against it, we, you know, say, why should it happen? How can such a thing happen to me? How can Baba allow this to happen to me? Don't. If you only flow along, in time one realizes that why it was so, why it was a blessing and not a curse, why it was a good thing and not something that you disliked for the time being. So going along with the current, it makes it easier for Baba, flexible. That's what we were when we first came to Baba. We didn't bring anything to him. We had nothing. I, as a matter of fact, had a lot of nonsense, which also Baba used. Baba uses everything you have as long as you are his. When you are his, then that is, it is presumptuous to say, oh, but I'm not perfect. Oh, I haven't got this talent. Oh, I haven't. That's not what he wants. What does he need to do with perfection? He doesn't need perfection. He is that. What he needs is all of you. So when you give yourself to him, he uses everything. But when we came to him, we were empty. We did not even have the desire to what we would get from him or what we would be able to do or what he would know. It is just that we wanted to be with him. Now, to come back to Mara, I mean, she's had to do very, very difficult things in her life for Baba. And I my role has been to not only be along with her all the time from the very start to the end, always wherever we were. Mara and my room is the same. He is that. What he needs is all of you. So when you give yourself to him, he uses everything. But when we came to him, we were empty. We did not even have the desire to what we would get from him or what we would be able to do or what he would know. It is just that we wanted to be with him. Now, to come back to Mara, I mean, she's had to do very, very difficult things in her life for Baba. And I my role has been to not only be along with her all the time from the very start to the end, always wherever we were. Mara and my room is the same. Whether we were traveling the blue bus or here in Marazad or in Mehrabad or in Nasik, all the years that have been, it's been. So she has had to do like very difficult. I think I will tell you some of the things that I haven't felt like giving out before. For instance, Mara went through a period of a strict discipline, inner discipline with Baba. It is not always so much outer discipline, but inner. And I, of course, along with her, we were there too. But then, because in my role as protecting her, I mean, there. So I could have contact, say, protecting her, I mean, there. So I could have contact, say, in latter years, with the outside. Like, I could read a newspaper, not newspaper, I beg your pardon. I could read an illustrated weekly. So I could do, I had some contact with the world in the sense of this innocent magazine or a book of knowledge or, you know, a record of sitar, things like that. But her role was in such strict discipline, even when, that's why I always used to say that I wanted to be a nun, because I knew being with Baba meant a nun in the real, real sense, which it was. So, for instance, could not read. So it was my job to go around putting labels on all the tins in the kitchen which said coffee or tea or Quaker oat or whatever, you know, those things. No reading means of that kind. None of us was allowed to lie down in the afternoon. So it was not a matter of if you're sleepy or unoccupied. Baba gave us enough to be occupied every moment. So that was a kind of meditation. We were, you know, going through all hours, waking hours. But if you're not lying down in the afternoon, it means not even when you're well. I know, because I used to have every month terrific cramps. And I still remember I'd be on the bed, but my head would be up because, you know, no lying down. Now, Mera should not even listen to a man's voice. So for that, I had to play the sitar. No men came in Mehrabad during those cloistered years that we spent. But supposing a plumber was necessary, supposing somebody had to come in, and only a man's work, even if they're strangers. So they would talk. They would not, they're not the mandali. So, but that voice shouldn't come on a year's. So I had to play the sitar while we were in the kitchen, while they were working. Sitar is very nice. I love sitar. I've never learnt it, but I've been able to play it. And, because I heard my brother, Behram, who used to play it. So I would play. At first it was very nice, you know, enjoyable, it's a delight. But it might sometimes take 2 hours for those men. And every time I'd slow down, I'd hear a voice, and I'd go, down, and then one finger would be blistered, so I'd put the other finger on, and you know, just on. But doing for Baba is not the same as doing for yourself. The whole difference is, are you doing something for yourself, or are you doing it for Baba? It hasn't got to be a different thing. The same thing, but the motive. Are you doing it for yourself, or are you doing it for Baba? That's the whole difference. Motive. Are you doing it for yourself, or are you doing it for Baba? That's the whole difference. Another thing is that I had to write down, record every movement of Mehra. Now, we were three of us together. Kaushik, who was in Ahmednagar, myself and Mehra. Kaushik was for some years, and then it was somebody else, Carmen Masi, because Kaushik was given other duties. But I'd been right through. So we had to be in this long room in Mehrabad, known as the East Room. You know, it's up just next to the museum. It's the same. The water tank. It was originally the water tank. So there we would be. Now, Baba has, say, gone to Canada. So we are in this room. And we don't step out unless it is to go to the kitchen. And when we step out, it's through a passage of bamboo matting, so that we don't go out. We go straight through that passage to the kitchen, do the work there, come back through the passage, and then the same for the other room. But we have pets to look after. We had rabbits. I even had a snake, birds, and all. And everything had to be seen to meticulously. And Mera and the Naja and the others were also doing embroidery, embroidered frame for Baba's pictures. We were all together doing, you know, paper flowers and things. There's a huge frame of photos there in the East Room that is still a remnant of, if we went out to the bathroom and the toilet, we all had to go together, three of there, and come back together. So we always crossed the garden patch that Naja and Franny were doing. Otherwise, in fact, I used to love the rain, but you couldn't watch it because I couldn't go out to watch the rain. And there were no windows in that room except transoms, what you call transoms. So through that, we would watch.
But, you know, even though I'm saying all these things, it was so full. It was nothing else in the world I would have wanted to do.